Is this on? Is it recording? Okay, well, I guess I see a red light on, so I guess it must be. So, I guess this is the first entry in my new diary. I feel kind of silly starting one of these in college, but my life has gotten really interesting lately, and, you know what? I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. Dear diary. Is that how you start it? My name is. No, sorry, I don't want to say my name. What if my daddy finds this? Oh, God. Listen, whoever ends up listening to this someday, I want you to know that I really am a good girl. I promise. I go to church and Bible study, and every day I go to the library and do my homework, and I'm on the honor roll, and all my professors like me because I get straight A's and I have perfect attendance. And look, I'm just a good girl. I need you to believe me. I'm a good girl. I'm a good. No, I'm not. That's why I needed to record this. You see, everybody, they think I'm good, but I'm bad. I'm really bad. I'm bad at church. I'm bad at the library. I'm bad at school, and I like it. I like being bad. I want to be bad. Even now, just talking about it, I want to reach my hand under my skirt and touch myself. Nobody knows how much I like to touch myself, diary. Oh, they'd all be so shocked if they knew. I touch myself every day. Sometimes several times a day. It feels so good to reach my little hand into my white cotton panties and rub. I rub it a lot. Feels good when I do. Sometimes I think about my professors when I do it. I like my algebra professor the most. He has arm muscles. And I like to think about him holding me when I touch my pussy. I try to be good. I really do, but there's so many boys that I like, and I want them to like me too. I want them to be nice to me. I want them to touch me. But they don't like good girls like me. They want girls who are bad. They want girls who will do really, really naughty stuff. And I was so good at first. They'd go out with me and try stuff, and always told them no, even though I really wanted. I mean, I didn't want it. I didn't. But when I'd say no, they'd leave. They would go to those other girls, those bad girls who do bad things. It wasn't fair. Those girls are dirty. They're dirty fucking sluts. The only reason the boys like them is because they hike up their skirts and bend over a table and let the boys. They just let the boys do whatever. The boys can touch them and kiss them and lick them and lick. Oh, lick with their hot tongues. I didn't understand them back then, but now. Now, oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I need to touch myself while I tell it. Please don't think bad about me. Please, please don't. I just need it to feel good. I need my fingers. There was a boy at the library. A nice boy. A handsome boy. That was the first time. I never said no to him. He was too shy to ask me out, but when I saw him, I knew I wouldn't say no, diary. I knew I'd say yes. I liked him because he was quiet like me, and he wore glasses like me, and he always smelled good. So good. I watched him from my little study desk diary. He was writing in his notebook, always writing. He had his little muscles in his forearm. They'd move when he wrote. Oh, they move and jump because he'd write so fast. And every now and then he'd stop writing and push his glasses back up on his nose. Oh, the diary, before he even knew what was happening, I started to get wet. He had those nimble fingers on his hands, and his eyes were so focused. I knew it was wrong, but I started working my long skirt up. I had to touch it, my little pussy. I had that skirt up past my knees and my fingers stroking on the top of my panties. My tight little panties stretched over my pussy lips. It felt so good. I was touching myself just like I am now, just idly touching a little bit of pressure. I was watching his hands so close. I didn't see when he looked up, and he saw me. He saw what I was doing. I was so scared, but I couldn't stop. I just kept touching myself while he watched me. And my eyes locked on his eyes, and then we both knew. Oh, we both knew I was a bad girl. He stopped writing after that diary. He was just watching me. My heart was beating so fast, my lips were parted. My glasses were falling down my nose, and my hair was a mess, but he liked it. I saw he liked it. He stood up, and I saw how tight his pants were. I saw how much he liked me. And then he came over. He didn't say anything, Diary. He took my hand, and he took me to a private study room on the second floor. He didn't turn the light on inside, so it was dark. As soon as I walked in, I bumped into a table, and the boy, he just put a hand on my back. Oh, fuck. He bent me over the table. Oh, I'm gonna touch myself under my panties for this next part, Diary. Pulled my skirt up, and I felt his hands on my ass. He told me he liked it. He said I had a fat ass. I felt so good when he said that, Diary. I do have a fat ass. A nice, big, fat ass. He raised his hand up, and oh, he slapped my ass. I felt the sting of it on my cheek. Then he did it again and again. Oh, it hurt a little bit, but it felt so good. He asked me if I was a slut. I didn't answer him. He slapped my ass harder and asked me again. And that's when I realized I was moving my big fat ass up and down, trying to get more of his slaps, trying to rub my thighs together to make it feel good. He traced his cool fingers across the hot place where he spanked me, and I said yes. Oh, it felt so good to say yes. I knew it was true the moment I said it. I'm a slut. I'm a hot fucking slut with a big slutty ass and a cock cock-hungry mouth. I wanted him to fuck me. I wanted him to grab my hips with those strong writing hands. I wanted those little muscles in his forearm to work and jump when he pulled my fat fucking ass into him. I wanted to feel him fill me up with his hard, throbbing cock. I needed his cock. I needed to feel it stretch out my tight little pussy. Needed to feel the head of his cock so deep. Oh, so deep, God, so deep it touches my fucking cervix because I didn't want any part of my pussy unfucked by him. Sorry, I'm such a bad girl. I'm sorry, I'm such a filthy fucking slut. Right after I said yes, he pulled my tight little panties down. Oh, he only pulled them down to my mid-thigh, just enough to get them out of the way. And then he pushed inside me. Oh, he felt so big. I loved it, Diary. Him stretching me, filling me up. I wanted to tell him. I started to raise up to talk, but then his flat hand on my back, pushing me back down to the table, holding me there. Oh, his other hand was gripping my hips so tight, sliding down to grab my ass. Oh God, it was more than a handful. Fuck, I must have looked like a real slut. I wish he'd turned the lights on. Oh, I wish people had walked by and saw. I wish he'd just left the door open so everybody could see his big fucking cock sliding into my tight little pussy, see my juices running down my thighs. So good. I'm sorry, Diary. I need to come. Oh, I need to come. Good. When he finished, he pulled out of me and he came all over my big ass. All those ropes of cum on my ass. And then I thanked him and I pulled up my tight little panties right over his cum. I wanted to kiss him. I wanted to see if he was my boyfriend after that, but when I finally stood up, he was already gone. He used me to cum. Oh, fuck, I'm getting hot just thinking about it. He used me to cum and then he left. He left me in the dark study room with cum on my ass. I never even got his name. Fuck, Diary, I need to go. I'm having bad thoughts again, and I want to go to the library. I don't think I want to be a good girl anymore.